Nemesis is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
God here. It's August 4th, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring me. God here again. Alora's listening to our favorite radio program in Los Angeles, Kevin and Bean. If you hear a giggle once in a while that she can't suppress, you'll know what it is. But it's very important that she listen, because we've got something going on right now, and we pick up little tidbits of information from them that are very, very valuable to us. We're talking about that cardinal that recently took part in a massive settlement with people that have been abused in the church, and we wondered why the guys hadn't asked me what my opinion was on that. This is the answer I would have given them. God here again, guys, sending you a little message. I wonder why you haven't asked me what I think should be done with this Mahoney character. Well, I tell you what should be done with him. He should be thrown in jail for the rest of his life. But if not that, he should make full and complete confession, tell everything he knows, every little tiny thing. That is the only way he will ever be right with me again, because until he does, the only thing awaiting him is eternal death. He is keeping too many of the church's secrets. Money is not enough. These poor people need justice. They need absolute and complete justice. Until this man tells all, they will never have it. He is not of God. He is a creature of darkness, and he is doomed to eternal death. That's what I have to say on the matter, boys, and I wish you would tell the world about it. We'll be back after the break. Speaker Gerald Pauly here. Many years ago, I wrote a book about my adventures as a young angel, about the things that happened on my native world. It is now available free at this address.
www.voicesfromspirit.com/ya/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. Many people have enjoyed it and found it a marvelous work. I'm back. Laura's got a question here somewhere. Where did I put that? Ah, here it is. God, why don't you use modern technology more effectively? It doesn't seem that your people are using it to the best advantage. They have a lot of information, but they don't seem to be getting it out to the public. Why don't they use the technology that is available to better use? Well, personally, I think they are using modern technology to a tremendous extent. I mean, they would not be able to do anything without their websites. Their magazine was doing quite well, but the website has brought in tremendous amounts of energy to the kingdom of God. They are using modern technology, and I think they are using it very effectively. The only problem is they do not have the financial resources to use it more. They could use a lot more. They could do a lot more if they had more financial backing and were able to sell some of their manuscripts and raise money. And then they would really be using modern technology. I tell you, they would be all over everywhere. But without financial support and the support of those with the power to get their messages on the modern technology, we are seriously limited in what we can do. They are doing very, very well. My servants are very knowledgeable in this stuff. They have done a tremendous amount of work with their little commercials in Ellsworth, Maine. They have brought in phenomenal power to the kingdom of God and laid down a foundation for my work there. We are using modern technology. We are using it to the best of our ability, and our friends are helping us as much as they can. But until we have those influential people with the resources to get the ads in that we need, we will always be limited. But we are using that technology. We will be back again.